This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. It's Wednesday, March 18th. Pandemic.news update here from Mike Adams. There are so many important points to discuss. It's almost hard to know where to begin, but let's start with this one. So lots and lots of anti-gun people in California right now are lining up to buy guns. And they're doing so, of course, because they want self-defense. They now anticipate what most gun owners have known for a long time, which is that society is breaking down and the government can't save you. Basically, you are on your own. Hospitals will be overrun, law enforcement will be infected and sent home, and you know, so on and so forth. I don't have to paint the whole scenario for you. So people are lining up to buy guns, and they're stunned to discover that there's a 10-day waiting period in California that they voted for themselves. So these people who thought, oh, we got it, guns are bad, and we have to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals. When they want a gun, they can't get it. And in this pandemic, 10 days is like a lifetime. You know, how much changes in 10 days? Well, the number of deaths doubles. The number of infections doubles in like 3 to 4 days. Well, the number of deaths and infections is doubling every 3 to 4 days. So in 10 days, you're at more than quadruple the current numbers. So that's a very long time in the middle of a pandemic. And given that Governor Newsom has basically already announced that he's going to have California under a state of martial law any moment now. I mean, those are his words, not mine. A lot of people are wondering how they're going to get guns, especially when you live in a liberal city where probably gun rights are going to be strongly curtailed, or even you might be banned from buying a gun. So if you're a liberal who voted against the Second Amendment, you are now about to live out your own worst hell. The scenario that you brought upon yourself is now here, which is you will have no means of self-defense, the government cannot help you, and violent crime is about to surge, especially in liberal cities. So there is a very important lesson in all of this, of course, which should be obvious at this point. When you take away Second Amendment rights from others, you take those same rights away from yourself. And that is a very, very bad idea. So this is why it's good to have been prepared in advance to own a gun, for example, to have firearms, to know how to make your own firearm. As we have been teaching for a long time, you know, you've heard me talk about the ghost gunners. And I own a ghost gunner, and I had put in a pre-order for the new ghost gunner. And then sure enough, China got locked down and all the parts for the new ghost gunner just cratered. The supply lines cratered. So I don't have a new ghost gunner, but I have an old ghost gunner, which is perfectly usable. So I can make guns. I can make my own guns. Obviously, you can't use it to make guns for other people. I just make it for myself. But wouldn't this be a good time to have a machine that could make a gun? Especially given that you can't buy one in many cases now, and cities are about to be really aggressively locked down. So there are all kinds of scenarios here that are really important to understand about what's happening. So as society collapses, all the different skills and duties that we have sort of delegated to other specialists, such as police officers and paramedics and firefighters, those duties now fall onto us, which means that we are going to have to know something about medicine. We are going to have to know something about self-defense. We are going to have to know something about growing food, even, because the food supplies are collapsing. And yet we live in a society where the message, especially from the liberal media all these years, has been, you don't need a gun. We will protect you. We, the government, we, the police. You don't need to stockpile food, they said. We will always supply you with food. We, the corporate genetically modified agriculture kings, we'll always have genetically modified soybean protein for you. Don't worry. You don't need to learn anything about medicine. There will always be hospital beds ready for you, because medicine is readily available. You don't have to worry about it. these kinds of messages. This is what we were told for the longest time. And these messages are, of course, false. And now that things are collapsing for the first time in their lives, for the first time in their lives, people are suddenly beginning to realize that you really are on your own. And that is a stunning realization for a lot of people. It's mind-boggling. It's frightening. And so when you look at why so many people are now in a state of denial, that they're making up incredible stories of why in their minds this thing isn't real, incredible stories. Some people are saying that there are no infections, that there's no virus, that there are no deaths happening anywhere in the country. These are the stories they tell themselves. Why? Because they're not psychologically prepared to accept the fact that they weren't ready. They're not prepared for that reality to hit them hard. They just can't handle it. So they invent stories. They invent a narrative, a false philosophy, a false reality. It's a very common reaction to crisis. Now, what I find interesting about this from a psychological point of view is that the people in California who are lining up at the gun stores right now to try to buy guns, those people are, even though they may have been anti-gun before, at least they are rapid adapters. So they're adapting to the situation. They have the sense, the consciousness to go out to the gun store now and say, oh my God, I didn't have a gun. I used to be anti-gun. I thought guns were bad. Now I need a gun. I got to go get a gun. And they're lining up outside the gun stores. Now, of course, what they don't really know, because most people who are anti-gun don't know how guns work and don't know how much practice it takes to be effective with a gun. They think that anybody who has a gun is the same as anybody else, not even close. So they're going to buy a gun and they're not going to know how to use it. They won't know how to clear a jam. They won't know how to disassemble the gun. They won't know how to clean the gun. They won't even know how to carry a gun. They won't have a holster. They won't have a concealed carry. They won't have anything ready to deploy the gun in an intelligent manner. And so they're going to have a gun, but it's basically useless. They'll have a gun on the shelf in their closet or something. You know, they'll have a gun in the glove box. They'll have the wrong ammo. They won't have spare magazines. They won't know how to really load magazines, all kinds of things. And so they're not as effective as they think. And that realization has yet to hit them. So really, to get up to speed with basic self-defense and preparedness, you need to have owned guns for years and trained with them, which is what I've been advocating for years. It's what I've been doing for years. And not just one gun, but all the different platforms. So you need to be proficient in pistol and rifle and shotgun, long-range rifles, you know, bolt action versus semi-auto, and so on and so forth. But I realize it's too late, you know, to gain that entire skill set. But let me tell you what you can do right now, what you can do. It's called dry fire practice. So if you have a gun and you haven't done enough practice, you can do this in your own home safely without using ammo. Or you can buy the fake 9mm rounds if you wish. They're usually orange. They're made out of plastic. Obviously, they don't fire. And you can load up your pistol with fake 9mm rounds and make sure you double and triple check the chamber so that you don't have live rounds in there and end up blowing holes in your walls or even killing a neighbor next door because bullets go through walls. You can do dry fire practice. And in fact, all of us who are highly proficient in concealed carry and drawing and firing, we have all done lots of dry fire practice where you have the gun in the holster and it's loaded with the fake ammo and you pull the gun out of the holster, you do the proper presentation of the firearm, and you pull the trigger. And you know, you pick a target on the wall. You can just take a thumbtack and put the ace of spades on the wall or something and just try to hit that ace of spades every time. And if you dry, again, with fake ammo, you know, dry fire. If you dry fire thousands of times, and if you're doing it correctly and slowly at first, and you can find videos on YouTube that show you how to do all this, you will become remarkably proficient without using any ammo, without having to go to a gun range. Your level of proficiency will go up a lot. And if you practice the tap and rack, the clearing jams, things like that, reloading magazines, then you can become highly, highly proficient in a very short period of time without firing the gun even once. Now, recoil management is different. I understand that. And, you know, it is different to use live rounds versus dry rounds, but there's a lot you can do quietly in your own living room safely without even using ammo. So if you're late to this game, and maybe you have a pistol, but you'd never practice with it, and that's a lot of people, and now you're thinking, oh man, I need to know how to shoot this thing. I need to know how to handle this thing. And you can practice this left-handed and right-handed and two-handed and one-handed. You can do all that. This is the answer: dry fire practice. So just go on to YouTube or even Brighteon. We have plenty of gun videos there. And you can search for dry fire drills for pistols. And you can find these drills. You can even download the James Yeager video, you know, a tactical response. I've trained with James Yeager many times. He's got very good stuff. Very good, very simplified, easy to follow. Watch his videos. Do the practice. And in the future, never, ever, ever oppose the Second Amendment again, because this is what happens. People end up without a firearm in the middle of a collapse. This is a collapse. You are living through an historic collapse, and America, and you heard me say this a year ago, America as we know it will not exist by the year 2025. Do you remember my prediction on that? America as we know it will not exist by 2025. That was my prediction over a year ago. In fact, I made that prediction several times over several different years. And you've heard me say that on these podcasts. And it's true. America, as you know it, will not exist. Things are going to change so dramatically with the financial collapse that's coming and the geopolitical collapse that's happening around the world and elections, the radical left that hates Trump and won't accept Trump, even if he wins the election, all these things. It's changing faster than most people anticipated. But if you listen to my podcast, you had early warning of all of this in advance. So I thank you for being aware and informed. I thank you for your support. I encourage you right now, improve your gun skills. And if you can acquire firearms or make them yourself legally, do so now, because your opportunities to do that are rapidly collapsing. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news. I also publish survival.news and guns.news. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.